Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. David is pleading for forgiveness. His heart has been corrupted. His spirit has been defiled. Sin does that. Only God can create a clean heart and renew a right spirit. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 34:36-26. Following his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, David repented of his transgression and prayed for forgiveness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. We are to have hearts that are free from anger, malice, revenge, and hate. Our spirit is to be free from wrath, filth, falsehood, and covetousness. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:8-10. We are to have a heart that is pure, clean, and holy. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4:8. The hope of Christ will create a heart of purity. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3:3. We are to have a spirit that loves, forgives, and bestows mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5:7. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. James 2:13. We must forgive as Christ has forgiven each of us, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, Ephesians 5:32. From the fountain of our heart and spirit flow our deeds. A heart that is tainted will e'er soon corrupt the soul. A spotted spirit will drive one into remorse and guilt. Hope and joy will be lost. Purpose will be gone. An unclean heart is an empty heart. A wrong spirit wanders aimlessly. God creates and renews all hearts that are open to Him. Let us seek His cleanliness and renewal. But thou, O man of God, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. 1 Timothy 6:11. The pursuit of these divine attributes will indeed make a better life and a rewarding eternal life. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.